The news headlines of April 28, 2003. It captured the attention of every reader. The news report goes like this. Gladys Stain, the wife of the missionary team. The news goes like this. She seeks pardon for the person who was sentenced to death for murder of her husband and two sons. An extraordinary response of a woman whose husband and her two sons were burned alive on January 23rd, 1999. But Gladys Stain did not forget to mention what persuaded her to seek pardon for the person who was a key person who murdered her husband and two sons. She mentioned, because of her faith in God. The God of the Bible persuaded, motivated her to respond in a way that is surprising to everyone. Dear brothers and sisters, how to respond to evil done against you is a very, very difficult and challenging question. You and I live in the midst of people who keep the grudge, who keep the bitterness lifelong without forgiving them. And the question that comes to your mind and my mind, how it is possible to respond godly to someone who has done harm against you and your family? But, dear brothers and sisters, let me challenge you today morning. The God of the Bible can motivate you and me to respond godly. It is not possible with you, but God of the Bible can motivate you and me to persuade, to forgive, or to respond godly to those who have done evil against you and me. We were just reading the scripture explaining the response of Joseph to evil. We were just reading through it. Isn't it unbelievable? Isn't it something extraordinary? Look at verse 21. I would like to read that verse again. Chapter 50, verse 21. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. Can you imagine? Can someone respond like this? The brothers of Joseph came pleading for mercy. No one would expect that he would show mercy not only to the brothers, even for their little ones. Look how it is concluding. Verse 21. He comforted them and spoke kindly to them. He is assuring that I will provide food not only for you, but even for your children. You and I may be curious to know what prompted, what persuaded Joseph to show such kind of kindness and mercy to those people who were just standing before him. If you study the text clearly, we understand it is all because of the greatness of God in whom Joseph believed. God of the Bible persuaded Joseph to act in an extraordinary way. He knew his God in the right way. He knew the character and nature of God in the appropriate way. That prompted him to react in a way that is surprising to you and me. Dear brothers and sisters, let me challenge you as we sit here. It is my prayer and it must be your prayer also that today as we study about what Joseph knew about his God may motivate you and me also to respond godly in such difficult situations. If you study the text, we can understand that Joseph rightly understood God of the Bible in three different areas or aspects. He understood God in three areas. We're going to study that now as the text is explaining it to us. The first one we understand is he knew that God is to be feared. God is to be feared. And if you look at verse 50, chapter 18 of chapter 50, I will read it again. It is very clear from that verse that Joseph understood this fact that he need to fear the God of the Bible. Look at verse 18. Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." Very clear, isn't it, dear brothers and sisters? We see the lowly state of the brothers of Joseph. The lowly state of the brothers are evident in two ways. One is in their action, other is in their words. They are coming and they are falling down prostrate before Joseph. That shows that they have brought to a very low state. Even what is coming out of their mouth, "We are your servants." And we know that God has humbled the brothers of Joseph to such a lowly state. But what did Joseph tell in verse 19? Joseph is hesitating. He is objecting to accept such kind of worship. What is written in verse 19? But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place?" Joseph knew one thing, that only God of the Bible must be feared. Am I in God's place that you must come and bow down and tell that we are your servants? He knew that he is only a man. He wanted to fear God. He wanted to offer only worship and reverence to only the God of the Bible. So we find he's not responding in an evil manner. Dear brothers and sisters, this understanding that you need to fear the God of the Bible will stop you from committing sin and even enable you to respond in a godly way to those people who have done harm against you and me. Just imagine with me, dear brothers and sisters, who is Joseph that day? A very prominent person in the kingdom of Egypt. Very high position. Look at the various possibilities he could do harm to them. He could have taken revenge. He could have done any kind of evil to them. But the scripture clearly tells that this person was a man who was filled with the fear of God. Today morning also, brother was exhorting from Psalm 34. Could you notice the word, "one who fears the Lord"? This is what you and I must understand. God in whom we believe, he is a holy God. We must fear him. And that actually prevented him from committing any evil. And he could not commit any evil, and he will never stand in the place of God. Am I in God's place? No. Only God need to be feared and worshipped. I remember a very interesting thing happened in a university. The faculty member suddenly noticed that one student has duplicated his signature in some of the laboratory books. Initially, the student hesitated to admit. Once the faculty made a very close inquiry, it was proved that the student has committed this thing. And what happened is he admitted the mistake and he pleaded for mercy. We all know the faculty member who is in a very high position in the department, he can do any harm. But this person was a believer in Christ who feared God, and the fear of God prevented him from committing any evil. Mostly what happens is your universities, you won't know that in the final exam you would fail. Even when if you do in the right way, because they have the authority to do harm by failing that person, because this student has cheated the faculty member. But it is sure that the person has committed evil. But the faculty member who was filled with the fear of God, he did not commit any evil. But he severely warned that person and he was convinced of his mistake. Dear brothers and sisters, God has kept you and me in various positions of authority. Maybe at your home. Maybe in your workplace there are subordinates working with you. Or there are servants who come to help at your house. It is possible that sometimes people commit mistakes and they plead for mercy. And you may be possible to act in any evil way. But let me challenge you, dear brothers, this and sisters, that the fear of God will prevent you to commit one more evil. And my prayer and your prayer must be that we always will be moving. As we move on the face of the earth, our hearts will be filled with fear of God. Even when you are under authority, may the fear of God in your heart and my heart prevent us from committing evil. Joseph knew that his God is to be feared. He knew that he was only a man. Just let us understand the scripture, how God of the Bible can motivate, persuade you and me to respond in a godly way. The second area of understanding Joseph knew regarding the God of the Bible is that God is sovereign. God is sovereign over his life. Look at chapter 50, verse 20. I would like to read the whole verse. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive. Please look at verse 50. We read that Joseph is going back to the past. Joseph is doing a flashback of the evil that happened in the past. Look at how it is starting. You meant evil against me. You meant evil against me. Dear brothers and sisters, selling Joseph to Ishmaelite traders when he was young is a great evil. Who did it? By his own brothers. And we don't find Joseph wailing or lamenting here in this verse. We find, how did this verse continue? But God meant it for good. Praise be to the name of the Lord, that our God is sovereign over every situation in your life and my life. Just imagine with me, where is Joseph today, that day? He is in Egypt. He is in a very prominent position in Egypt. But look at the past. The movement of Joseph to the house of Potiphar. From there he went to the prison and the dungeon. And from there the hands of the Lord took him to the palace in Egypt. Could you see the mighty hands of God operating even when they are not very visible outside? The sovereignty of God is very evident. So he's not lamenting. He's not crying about the evil or lamenting or wailing. Oh, have pity on me. No, never. He acknowledges that God meant it because it is his personal testimony. God is sovereign over the life. If you know that, even when you go through an evil treatment from somebody, maybe in your own family or in your neighborhood or from somebody, when you go through that evil, whatever it may be, understand this truth that one who saved you, his hands are sovereign upon you at that moment of time. And look at this fact. This will give, dear brothers and sisters, the courage and comfort to respond to it in a godly way. It's all about God of the Bible. It's not about Joseph. But Joseph knew that my God is sovereign. I know that today God has brought me to this high position in Egypt. It's not based on any of my innate goodness, but by the merciful and mighty hands of God was operating upon the life of Joseph. I know a believer in Christ. Sorry. Who has a very tough sister yet to be saved. And this is a real incident. When that sister got married, she would always boast about her wealth and possessions. And in order to boast more, that woman fabricated a plan, an evil plan. You don't imagine that such things happen even today. That the love of the money, one of the root of evil. What she did is to grab the property of this dear brother. And the brother who is a believer, when he received the summons from the court, I'm telling a real incident. He was shocked. My sister has filed a false case against me in the court to grab my allotted inherited property. What a shocking thing it is to know that when someone plans evil against you. It's a very shocking thing to understand. But you know what this brother in Christ did? Who knew that his God is sovereign over these petty transactions. He was not willing even to respond. He willingly offered it to the sister. You may be wondering that he could be a fool, but he was a person who understood that God is sovereign over his life. Dear brothers and sisters, I tell you this fact. In the further years, this dear brother lacked nothing good. The God of the Bible, who is sovereign over all the situations, out of his wonderful providence, bless that brother very much. And even in the time, there was a time when the sister came back, and when she was in trouble, this brother became a source of comfort. to that sister. Do you think that it is possible to respond godly when people plan evil against you and me? It is not possible based on my strength or your strength. But when you meditate on God, on His greatness, on His sovereign power, we are motivated, we are persuaded to respond godly in such situations. Dear brothers and sisters, let me ask you this question. Are you still struggling to forgive someone in your life, in any area of your life? Maybe you have done something evil in the past. Believe that God, who is sovereign, can convert that evil for good, because His hands are so mighty. His wisdom is so great. And knowing that God is sovereign, can heal the wounds of your heart, because you know that God is in full control, and you will be persuaded and motivated to respond in a godly way. And this text, even the same verse, tells about the final area of understanding Joseph had about the God of the Bible. That is in verse 50, chapter 50, verse 20, the second part, that God is a perfect planner. Or God plans always perfectly for your life and my life. God always accomplishes perfect plan in your life and my life. Look at verse 20b. Joseph is explaining that he understood regarding that matter in verse 22nd part. But God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. Earlier we were looking at the truth that God is sovereign, can motivate. Here we find that God, if you know that God is perfectly planning everything in your life, that plan is very evident. If you look at this verse, it is written that in order to means there is a purpose. In order to bring about this present result. That means God did something. He planned something in the life of Joseph. In order to bring about this present result, means God is planning certain things. And later we find that what is the result given there? This present result, to preserve many people alive. Joseph is knowing the fact that God always perfectly plans. And it's a perfect plan. Why? Because the outcome is not perishing of people, but preserving of people. Joseph knew that the sovereign God was executing His perfect plan by allowing an evil in the life of Joseph. How can we understand that? Because if you look at the outcome, to preserve many people alive was the outcome of the plan. And the plan of God is not to simply exalt Joseph in Egypt. The primary purpose was to preserve the people of Israel, because there was a severe famine in the land of Canaan, and there is no food in Canaan, and Joseph is now the prime officer in Egypt who is able to provide food for the sustenance. We know that God is executing His perfect plan. Because we all know that because of the promise given to Abraham and the promise given to the patriarchs, we know that the people of Israel must be preserved. Because the promise Messiah would come through as a seed of Abraham. So we find that Joseph could easily understand that God is executing a perfect plan. Joseph knew that he was only a tool in the hands of God. And the plan was not simply to exalt Joseph. That also happened during that time. But the main plan was to preserve the people of Israel. Dear brothers and sisters, this truth that whenever you and I go through a period of test and suffering or some evil treatment from others, we should understand this truth that God is executing His plan. And the plan has a beautiful outcome. And that Joseph knew, because he knew, he's telling the same thing. Joseph was made the prime minister of important position in Egypt, not to simply exalt Joseph, but God was executing a beautiful plan for the people of Israel. So when Joseph knew that he was only a tool in the hands of God, he never wanted to hesitate. He never hesitated. He wanted to always submit to the plan of God. He wanted to cooperate. So that is the reason why we find that in verse 21, that he is providing food for them. He is providing food for the, not only for the brothers and even for the little ones. He is giving, talking, comforting them with kind words. Because Joseph knew that I am only a tool in the hands of God. God is executing a big plan. And he saw the big picture. I'm only a tool in the hands of God. And without rejecting and without rebelling, Joseph was willing to submit to the plan of God. This important truth, dear brothers and sisters, can challenge you and me to respond godly. That whenever evil things people do against us, we should understand that God is, who is sovereign, who is sovereign, is executing a beautiful plan, and it has a beautiful outcome, and you and me are only tools and instruments in the hand of God. Look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We all know that He was willing to submit to the will of the Father. And we all know the prayer He made in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. I will read that verse, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. If it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Look at the submission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know what is the meaning of cup. It meant evil suffering. It meant suffering. But he knew that God is executing the beautiful plan of saving you and me by willing to undertake the suffering for our sins. So the point is this, that when God allows a suffering, evil treatment, always believe that God is executing a beautiful plan, and the outcome would be always with a very good purpose and outcome. And the example of Jesus Christ must motivate you and me not to rebel, but to cooperate, knowing that God who is sovereign, is allowing that with a good purpose in your life and my life. Many times I know that there is a tendency to blame the past. Blame sometimes the parents or for certain evil you are suffering. Don't you realize that God has allowed that suffering or that evil? And He's a perfect planner. God allowed you to go through it. But there is a great outcome. God is going to accomplish something good in your life or the life of others. Maybe God has allowed that evil treatment from somebody so that the will of God of sanctification may happen in your life and my life. So always believe this truth that whenever God takes you through some evil treatment, He allows in His sovereign plan, but always there is a perfect accomplishment as the outcome. So Joseph knew that God, who is sovereign, has put him in Egypt, not to simply exalt him, but God was executing a beautiful plan and he was acting as a tool in the hands of God. Dear brothers and sisters, the challenge the Lord is also giving to us is God of the Bible can persuade and motivate you. And it is possible to respond godly in evil situations if you are filled with the right understanding about God. You know how Fanny J. Crosby responded to the evil that happened in her life? When she was 6 weeks old, an inflammation happened in her eye. And due to the mistake of the doctor, she became blind when she was very young. You know what happened? The doctor could not forgive himself and he went to some other town. You know how Fanny J. Crosby responded? She could not personally meet him, but she wrote a letter to the doctor like this. It goes like this. Thank you. Thank you over and over again for making me blind. Because she knew that her blindness was God's perfect plan, God's perfect gift, so that she could write songs for the glory of his master, her master. Do you understand that God of the Bible, he is to be feared and he is sovereign over your life? Maybe it is possible that you are still struggling to forget something in the past. Know that God is a perfect planner of your life, has allowed it to accomplish something good, not only for you, maybe for others or for the church. Shall we bow down our heads in prayer? Our gracious Father, today we are excited to know that our God is great. We want to fear you. We want to tremble in your presence. We want to worship you because you are sovereign. Your mighty hands have created the entire universe. Your mighty hands have lifted us out of the pit of miry clay. And even today, Lord, we want to believe that you are sovereign of everything that happens in our life. And Lord, we want to say like you, if it is your will, we want to take up that cup of evil. If it is your plan to have it. Lord, we commit to you. We pray that we need your grace to forgive. Even today morning also, you may heal our wounds, knowing that our God is great. We want to humble ourselves at your feet. Lord, we want to follow you, your example. We want to respond godly when people do evil against us. Give us your grace and wisdom. Thank you, Lord, that you are always available to grant us your strength. We offer this prayer in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.